And next year we'll come decorate the tree with you. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Nebraska.
This is Susan.
It is Susan.
Oh, Susan, it's our friend Susan Littlefield.
Oh my God, Susan! All right, you're the pro at this. You interview us. I'm tired of interviewing.
You have done an excellent job. I am so proud of you.
Have you been watching a while?
I have been watching since you guys started tonight.
And how have we been?
You have been great. Oh, everything has run smoothly. Every so often, the camera kind of gets on my iPad, gets kind of fuzzy.
That's Amy's fault. That's producer Amy.
But otherwise, it's been good.
We've had some tech difficulties with our celebrity call-ins.
You know, and that happens.
Yeah.
It happens to me at work.
Okay, so Susan, you got to interview us.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I just want to, let me clarify, this is how bad an interviewer I am. Susan Litterfield is the president of the National Farm Broadcasters Association and an amazing farm broadcaster. And we love her because she was one of the first people in agriculture media, like in real true agriculture media, that started to sort of take us seriously and listen to our message. And, you know, sometimes there's a divide between traditional agriculture and small-scale agriculture, but like us, Susan knows that divide is false, and we all need to work together. So that's why we love Susan. Now, Susan, interview us.
Interview you guys. First of all, I went online, and I couldn't get Farmer John's scarf. I was so upset it was already sold out. So you're going to have to send me a message when it does become available. So
Did you sign up where it said notify me when it's back in stock?
No, I need to do that. I need to go back on. I didn't want to be away from what you guys were doing for too long because, you know, I was thinking Charo or somebody else was going to show up.
Well, you know, Charo was just here.
I saw that.
You know, I don't think it was really Charo. I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
But, you know, that was about the time that my picture got a little fuzzy, so to me it was her.
Oh, good. Well, then, yes, it was. She was fantastic.
You know, I think the one question that everybody wants to know is, when you work with all the different artisans you do, how do you choose what you're going to be able to feature, you know, not only on your website, but the different things that you're going to promote within the mercantile?
That's a good question. Well, you're right. We work with so many great artisans, and even more, you know, now that the company's getting bigger, are sending us their stuff. So we see, you know, dozens of great things every day, and it is really tough. But number one, we try to find something that nobody else is doing, that, you know, we keep on top of all the other kind of small artisanal stores and catalogs and things, and we always try to find things that nobody else has. And then we put our own spin on it. And I think our ultimate filter is always, is this something we want in our house? Is this something we would eat? Is this something we would wear? That's our filter. Do we love it?
Well, and I love, you know, that, I mean, my husband and I, we're small farmers as well, besides, you know, me working in radio, and I love the fact that you guys, you show what the small producer is doing, but at the same time, you show what the larger producer is doing when you guys make, you know, the pasta sauce, because I think it just shows how everybody can work for the same common good, no matter how big or small your operation is.
Exactly, and, you know, people, with our pasta sauce, we use tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes, from small farms nearby, but we also had to supplement that with great tomatoes grown in California, more traditional agriculture. But we do that because that allows us to produce in the volume we need in order to sell enough to Target so that we can give money back to producers. But there's a sort of false belief that large farms are terrible and small farms are great, and that's just not true. We've been to huge, giant farms in California that are beautiful and stunning, and they're great stewards of their land.
Oh, definitely, and I think everybody can learn from everybody. There's something that you guys are doing on your operation that somebody else can take away, whether they have dairy cattle, dairy goats, sheep, chickens. Everybody can learn from everybody, and I think that's what I love about you guys, is how open you are and how you want to talk about what you're doing and really showcase and share, you know, the talent Sharon Springs and what you guys can do maybe inspire some other small towns to be able to revitalize their communities and take those boards off the windows and roll Main Street back out again.
Well, we always say the only thing that we're good at is being cheerleaders. So we're just cheerleaders for Sharon Springs. And I will say, I will tell everybody also out there who are listening that Susan is also one of our judges for the Mortgage Lifter Project. So she helped select the farmer who won the major lift, the $10,000 award last year. And in just a few weeks, we'll be announcing the call for submissions for this year's Mortgage Lifter Award. And so you'll have lots of submissions to look through, Susan.
I'm ready for it, and I can't wait to be able to interview you guys and get some more folks to send in their thoughts and their ideas as to what they'd like to do to make their operation even better.
Absolutely.
Well, so I do want to see you guys wear the hats, though, again.
Oh, the hats.
Awesome hats.
They are amazing
These
hats.
Are made by a local small organic farmer. Her name is Sonia.
I'm wearing this hat.
From Nectar, I think it's Nectar Hill Farm.
This time, I'm wearing the hat, and the capelet.
Now, I said that the hat made me feel like Nanook of the North, and the capelet made me feel like Kate Hudson from Almost Famous. Who does it make you feel like?
It just makes me feel pretty.
Well, you guys are gorgeous, no matter what you're wearing.
Oh, my gosh, Susan, you're gorgeous. I gotta say, when we went to the Farm Broadcasters Association,
Susan's the president,
and she turned it out.
She was the belle of the ball.
That second dress that you sent a picture of?
Yes.
It was stunning. Did you show your husband?
Thank you.
Did you show your husband the pictures?
I have not yet because he's been so busy. Tax season's about ready to start. So I'm hoping we're looking at going to our governor's inaugural ball. So I have to decide between the brown one or the black dress.
Oh, that's a tough one. They were both gorgeous.
I know.
And I just want to tell people, you're not usually a dress girl.
No, I'm usually a Wrangler's cowboy boots and a t-shirt type of gal.
Exactly, but those dresses looked amazing, and you just wait till you really want something from your husband, and then you put that dress on, either one of them.
But maybe I should open up your guys' website and say, Christmas shop, please?
There you go.
I'm also going to have to, you know, when I come in July, do some serious shopping.
Right. I forgot you were coming.
Yes,
absolutely.
We're doing that. Yeah, we got to talk about that next week, where you're going to come visit and when.
Yep, we're looking forward to it.
All right.
Well, you guys keep up the great job. I'm going to keep watching, and, you know, I'll be up about 3 o'clock Central Time, so I'll check in and see how you're doing.
All right. Merry Christmas.
You call in and give us a real live commodities report.
I could do that for you.
I know. All right.
Take care, Susan.
All right. Merry Christmas, you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Few questions.
So, Doug.